What up, juggalos and juggalettes? Another installment of your favorite peep show podcast and ranking show, Men with Ven. I'm here, your host, Raphael, with my hosts to end all hosts, Nate and Alex.
Yeah.
We are here with a lightning round episode special just for the fans.
You asked for it. We're bringing it.
You wanted more content.
Comment and you got it.
We got a lot of comments specifically asking for lightning round.
Yeah, people felt like the weather was too clear. They wanted a real thunder and lightning storm. The fans have been asking. They've really been demanding relentlessly for more content from us. We're happy to provide it to you. Just give us a minute because lightning ain't always so fast.
It is, man.
Oh yeah, lightning's always fast. What am I talking about?
It's kind of the fastest thing.
I'm not sure whose meme this is. Could be Dobby Club. I don't remember where it was found. It could be a podcast Secret of the Pharaohs meme. I mean, I would like to attribute it correctly, but also, I mean, I don't care. You know, come at me, guys.
Leave a comment.
Is this your meme? If you tell me it is, I believe you.
So we'll explain the meme.
Yeah, we're going to explain a meme, which is much more fun than explaining a joke. It's 9 pictures. Prompt is choose 3 to protect you. The others are coming to kill you.
The first row, we got Alan Johnson. We've got Gog. And we've got Sophie.
Second row here, we've got Gerard looking sickly with a tube in his nose. We've got Super Hands looking pretty crazed. And then you got Jeff looking like a right proper asshole.
So rounding that out, we got Jez with his shirt off looking a little horrified. Got Mark, shirt on, looking amused. And last we have Lady Frederick Windsor on his Big Sue's, just looking, you know, like Big Sue's looks. Which, you know, I don't want to tell you, you know, a wealthy English woman. So, 3 to protect you, the rest come to kill you. Mm-hmm. Let's entertain this, and we could do a few versions of this too. But just off the top of your head, where are you going with this?
Well, I want to say Johnson because I feel like he's the most cutthroat. At the same time, he's always looking out for number one, which is what most of the people on Peep Show are usually doing. But as far as like being a scrapper, I'd go with Johnson.
I was going to say, there's no one on this list that I think is going to save you altruistically. They have to because of this prompt, you know, so Johnson's my pick as well, even though you're right. He would try to just, you know, fuck you over and get out of harm's way.
You'd have to convince him that it's to his benefit and not just benefit, to his profit.
He would convince you that whatever you're doing is to your benefit. He's got that Svengali look in this picture. His like persuasive guru eyes. He's a much closer to the camera than anyone else. He looks like he's kind of leaning in like in a somewhat persuasive way.
Dude, but he's a close talker.
He definitely seems like a close talker and a fast talker.
So he's a punisher.
He'll butter you up.
Yeah, I mean, my initial thought was Johnson, Super Hands, and Big Sue's. Johnson.
That's a tic-tac-toe if you could see this.
Right on the diagonal.
Johnson for the cutthroatness, Hands for like the sort of chaotic, sinister energy, and Big Sue's because she's rich and she can bribe anyone and do anything, you know, like she has power. Now that she's a royal, you know.
She could also afford the best, like, you know, gear. She could get an armored car.
She could get you up in like a palace or something, or like a compound, you know, like
call a chopper in.
Get you out of the country. I think that's the logical threesome there, but let's entertain this. What else you got?
Let's entertain this. So this scenario where 3 people are supposed to protect you from everyone else, you're in the minority. So you think, oh, let's get the strongest people or whatever, the craziest ones. But what about doing what we do like in real life, which is try to band together as many weak weirdos as possible to get like, I guess you're still stuck with 3, but I don't know. I just think 3 fighters like against 6, you know, weaklings or whatever. I'd rather go with 6 weaklings than 3 fighters because I feel like the fighters might get outnumbered or they might turn on each other. Or I don't know.
No, that's a good point because, you know, we're thinking like, oh, who do I want who would be the best protector? But you look at the people that you're being protected from and they're not much to shake a stick at.
Big Sue's and Johnson also hate each other. I don't know where this takes place on the timeline, but they would have that friction no matter what, I think. So if they'd have to work together to protect you, that seems like a non-starter. And obviously Super Hands is extremely unreliable.
Being a crackhead and all.
Could protect you, could pass out, you know, for 2 days straight.
Now, as far as like coming to kill you, Mark and Jez being those guys, they're interesting because individually they always fail. But somehow when they're together, they succeed. They succeed in doing something awful, but they get it done. Like when they tie up the new roommate in the sleeping bag.
And they get Daryl fired.
Yeah, they're actually You're a good team for wrongdoing.
Nancy's gym gun fired by framing him for shitting in the pool.
That's right.
They've got a yin yang kind of energy going on that works.
Yeah. So as long as they're working as a duo, as like, you know, in the James Bond kind of view, like a twins operation.
And like, yeah, their survival skill. I mean, they survived Zara's apartment being locked inside with Ben right out there.
The piss bristle pizza.
They escaped the nether zone. You know, Mark jumped out of a window. He'll do anything to like, yes, get out of something. But, you know.
True.
Has a weird, I don't want to say grit, but like.
No, I'm going to say Mark is conniving but cowardly.
Yes.
He's like always scheming because he's such a little weasel, but like Jez is like, you know, one of the dumbest people on earth in a way, but he also kind of doesn't give a shit and he'll just do whatever. So like you get that like George and Lenny kind of thing going on.
Mm-hmm. If people are trying to kill you though, cowardice can be a virtue. You know, you're gonna
be a good hider.
You're outnumbered here, you know, like yeah. You have to even the odds somehow. And
but check it out, I think Gerard would, I'm picturing these people running, you know, exactly. Running after you. And Gerard would fall over, you know, wheezing. Sophie would just stop to get high. She just
Sophie's strong. Which leaves basically Jeff as a little dark horse choice here.
Jeff's a survivor. He's like a little cockroach. He's just.
Yeah. Jeff gets by. Mm-hmm. And Gog is all talk. So but yeah, he's Gog. Big. I feel like he could throw something.
Gog is bullshit. Great guy. But
oh, yeah. Lovely guy.
I heard something bad happened to his cereal, though.
Quite expensive, as I recall.
Yeah, Gog is kind of a lame duck in this race. And Sophie, what is she bringing to the table?
I mean, I don't know.
Kind of a loose cannon as well.
She can be emotionally, you know, eviscerating, but I don't know. I think she could make something happen.
Mm-hmm. She looks persuasive in this picture. Like she looks like she's kind of in the process of like getting someone on board with something.
Mm-hmm.
She's got an agenda and she's like subtly going about making it happen. Hans looks like that weasel character from that movie Ice Age.
Oh, yeah.
Dude looks like the weasel character in Roger Rabbit too. Hold Just on. In general, he's got a very weasel family thing going on.
Well, final answers then, guys. What do you think?
I'm going to break the rules and go with none. I don't trust any of these fuckers. I'd rather take on all nine of them myself.
I think that's the right answer.
Yeah, no, I'm not dragging three of these people. You know, not drag me down.
No. Peep show players are dead weight. This is not a survival scenario you want to
entertain.
No, even Mark and Jez, you know, they used their girlfriends to hide behind at the gym. I feel like that's the way to do it. Like, it doesn't have to be three. Just whoever is around, just grab them and put them in front of you. And I feel like you could do that with most of these people.
Okay. So Gerard, push him down on the run away from these. Why are they coming to kill us anyway? Like, what
the hell? Yeah, a lot of context. What went wrong?
This is a Brexit scenario. The ship stopped coming to Ireland or something. So everyone's run out of cheddar or whatever they live on there.
Yeah. I think cheddar mostly. Marmite.
Mm-hmm. You can see how mad they are, how upset. Mark is consternated. He can't believe they're out of Marmite on the shelves.
I can't believe they don't have any more Alpen.
Okay. Lightning round. Here we go. You got to choose one of these people to help you fend off the others.
Just one? Jesus Christ.
You choose one person and then you have to
die.
You have to fight off the others. They'll live forever. Everyone lives forever except whoever.
Except for you.
Unless you choose the wrong person. Okay. Let's start with the Beatles.
Okay.
Oh, John.
Can I go? Okay. Yeah. George Martin.
Controversial.
Wait, yeah. So George Martin or John. I say John.
John Lennon?
Yeah.
Defend your position.
No, that's for him to do.
To the death, if need be.
No, he's a scrapper, man.
John could also get really, really touchy, and he'd kind of mope or get self-absorbed and then go do drugs, and then you'd be kind of left to fend for yourself.
That's true.
I think Paul is a more psychologically healthy choice, but he's, not a fighter.
No.
He's so cuddly. I think Ringo's the dark horse here, because he's just a dude, and I think he's I think he's secretly tough.
I mean, if he could put up with being Ringo, the fourth Beatle, you know, like
he was the eldest too. So I think he was always just like, oh, you know, let the kids do their thing.
All right. Raph, did you think Ringo?
Yeah.
John, okay.
One more reason why Ringo, because I heard that when they went to India, be with the Maharishi or whatever, Ringo was like, I don't know, I'll meet up with you guys later. And he came for like a week and he brought like a suitcase full of like hot dogs and beans and stuff in cans. He just like hung out for a little bit and was like, all right, see you guys later. I'm going back.
That's the
dude you want on your team.
He thinks outside the box.
Mm-hmm. You can stay, but I'm leaving.
All right, give us another one.
Lightning round two. We're going to list the members of the Ramones in alphabetical order.
Dee Ramone.
Joey.
Joey Ramone. Zaza Ramone.
Ava Ramone.
That's the curveball. Which one comes first, Joey or Johnny?
Chicken or the egg kind of thing.
Well, that was interesting.
Does Marky count?
He's a new Jack Ramone. I think he gets grandfathered in since he played with them for like 600 years. I think he gets a pass.
Marky.
Like Scott Schreiner and Weezer.
Mm, late joiners.
Mm, what's Weezer?
I don't know.
Favorite new metal band.
Oh, okay. The System of a Down count, would you call them new metal? They were part of that scene.
They were proto new metal, I would say.
They were around that time. I don't know if you could call them new metal because they don't really sound like new metal.
That's why they're proto.
Maybe Slipknot. No, Korn. Classic.
Hey, what'd you call Bilbo Baggins' dad and Frodo's granddad? Frodo Baggins.
Oh, nice.
Dude, fuck. But I think your lineage is off there.
No, I don't think so.
I think you're misunderstanding Frodo and Bilbo's relationship.
No, that's not true.
Dude, Nate has that big family tree of all the Bagginses.
Yep.
It's the first thing he sees when he wakes up.
I got it embroidered on my bed sheet, my bedroll.
Yeah, okay. Rank all the Bagginses from most masculine and virile to most weak-willed and feeble.
Frodo's the most feeble, right? Even though he's the hero?
Yeah, Frodo's feeble.
Certainly.
I guess that makes Bilbo the Chad.
Is Sam Ganges, is he a Baggins or is that someone else entirely?
Oh, he's like their servant. He's like a indentured servant, gardener kind of guy.
Dead servants? That's pretty fucked up. I thought it was a pretty like idyllic egalitarian society.
Well, it is compared to the world of men, but I think there's still a clear class divide in the Shire.
Mm.
And the Baggins family is rather rich. Not as rich as the Brandy Bucks or the Tooks, but, you know, rich nonetheless.
Even those like super utopian places have like caning laws or something, you know?
Yeah, like North Korea. All right, keep it going. Keep it going.
The members of KISS.
In what order?
Who will you choose to kiss? Who do you want to kiss most in KISS?
Okay, well, Gene has that really long tongue, so that could be interesting.
Don't they all have long tongues?
Peter Chris is like a cat, and I think cats are cute.
What are the other two?
Liz Freely and Paul Stanley.
Oh, that's right. Maybe Gene Simmons, because like maybe Shannon Tweed would be nearby, and I could kiss her as well.
Mm, yeah, this is a steamy scenario. Bathroom's heating up. I've got a clear winner in this situation. I would go with Gene Simmons because according to his Wikipedia, which I peruse daily, he was born in Israel. So I'm assuming he has some kind of secret knowledge of like a very sophisticated missile defense shield. And I think he could protect me with that. And feeling that, if you broke down, he's got Krav Maga skills, probably.
Wait, are we doing the protection thing? I thought we were talking about kissing.
Yeah, yeah. Still, I'd rather kiss him because of those reasons.
That makes sense.
All right, yeah, I'll do Peter Chris.
He really missed out on just calling himself Peter Kiss. He
doesn't look none too smart, dude. Take a look at him.
Yeah, it's the kitty cat.
He looks like a... Let me look at his Wikipedia. Maybe he was born in Israel, too.
Probably. He came out to the audition. He was like, yeah, I'm the kitty cat man.
They're like, no, that ain't gonna work.
Born in Brooklyn, boring. At least he knows what a bodega is.
Wait.
He probably got inspired by a bodega cat. He's like, that fellow's got the right idea.
All right, we got KISS, we got the Beatles, but what else we got?
Okay, Blur versus Oasis.
Oasis.
Oasis. Yeah.
Oasis. I mean, at least with Oasis, they're not busy doing other things. Like Blur, he's got gorillas, you know. Mm-hmm. Oasis will always be Oasis, even if the brothers are, you know,
imposters. So, you know, like it's performance. And like Blur, they were mean to Nardwuar, so fuck them.
Mm-hmm. What'd they do?
They were like one of the guys, I think the bassist, maybe. That's not the main guy, right? That's not the realest guy.
I don't think so.
Thinking of Rush.
He was just being like extremely like physically in his face, like wouldn't get out of his way and stuff, and would like take stuff from his hands or like slap it out of his hand. Like just like schoolyard bully stuff, you know.
I remember this.
I know it's on people's nerves and shit, but like it's Nardwar. Someone interview, you know, like this was, he's not just popping in, you know, it's your job.
Yeah, he's like a national treasure. You got to roll with it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that bugs me out when people are mean to Nardwar, and it's always like a high school bully mode.
Yeah.
You can tell a lot about a person by how they treat Nardwar.
Yep.
Thurston Moore was super mean to him.
So was Travis Barker, which doesn't surprise me.